From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, it's a time for farmers to control weeds in their cornfields. However, as Todd Gleason reports, the cool, wet start to the growing season makes it doubly important to read and follow herbicide labels.
Well, farmers are heading to the field again, this time with machinery used to control weeds. The post-emergence herbicide labels they'll be following usually allow applications to be made at various growth stages, says University of Illinois Extension weed scientist Aaron Hager. He says it's really important to read the label, making sure to get the height or stage, maybe both, of the crop correct. Well, this is because most all of the products for corn have a growth stage listed on the label, beyond which applications, at least broadcast applications, should not be made. It's usually either plant height, measured at the highest arch of the uppermost leaf at least 50% out of the whorl, or a leaf number. Hager says if both are listed, then it's important to use the most restrictive of the two.
For example, some of the weather conditions that we've had across a pretty large part of the state this year, we may have corn plants that typically are older than what their height would suggest that they are. Now, by counting the leaf collars or the leaf collar method, that's typically a better measurement of actually to accurately stage the development of the corn plant. And typically, that's a better way to follow in terms of the label statements. If you can either do the counting of the leaf collars or the height, usually the leaf collar method is going to be a better determinant of the actual stage of that corn plant.
Well, corn plants under stress conditions may be more prone to injury from post-emergence herbicides. Well, on that note, Hager says farmers should be sure to consult the product label when selecting spray additives. Many labels suggest changing from one type of additive to another when the corn crop is stressed. Also, trying to save a trip across the field by applying a post-emergence corn herbicide with liquid nitrogen as the carrier, that's not advisable. The Ovi weed scientist says while applying high rates of UAN by itself can cause corn injury, adding a post-emergence herbicide can make it worse. I'm Todd Gleason.
While a railroad company that exports U.S. agricultural products to Mexico is closely watching the North America Free Trade Agreement renegotiation effort, I know I mentioned I'd talk about this later in the broadcast, but guess what? I missed it. Kansas City Southern Railway Company CEO Pat Ottensmeyer told KMBC-TV in Kansas City, Missouri, "We once branded ourselves the NAFTA Railroad. Since NAFTA took effect, the railway has grown to send 40% of its business to Mexico. The CEO says a strong agriculture industry would rally the railway through any NAFTA uncertainty. Agriculture exports have grown 330% since 1993. Ottensmeyer is part of the U.S.-Mexico CEO Dialogue Group, formed in 2013, a private sector voice on trade and economic issues when negotiations happen between the two countries. While President Trump plans to renegotiate NAFTA and has threatened to end the agreement, Ottensmeyer says as time goes on, he gets more and more confident that there's going to be a reasonable resolution to the NAFTA discussions. Well, the company says it would be extremely difficult for the president to remove the United States from NAFTA without the approval of Mexico and Canada. That's Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.